The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 10th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Nathan's at the helm.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
Good. Did you have a good Easter?
Oh, it was so good.
All right.
Nap time and everything.
Did you...
Nieces, nephews.
Did you dye your lambs different colors and let them run around the area?
You know what's weird? When we get a bunch of new baby lambs, we actually spray paint a little... It's the healthy, animal-friendly spray paint.
Yeah.
So that we know which lambs go with which moms.
Well, that makes sense. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
So...
Wow.
We do paint our sheep.
Will you please take a picture so that we can post it? Or just look at it.
I don't think they spray the whole sheep.
It's just the spot on the rump. Yeah.
Yeah, or something that they can make sure that the right lamb's with the right mom.
Well, a lot of people, I'm sure, have a great Easter who couldn't have had a more beautiful, probably the most perfect day of the year yesterday. Our weather was just absolutely beautiful, and birds were singing, and you know, just felt this fresh newness. And there's a lot of things for a lot of people that Easter represents, and we're happy to be able to spend it with a portion of our family. But today we have a sunny, then slight chance of showers. It looks like we've got about 10% chance of showers today, with a high of 76 and overnight lows. Now, it says here tonight we could have thunderstorms before 2 a.m., the slight chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with the overnight lows of 52. Tomorrow, Tuesday, becoming sunny with 68, overnight lows of 42 with clear skies. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 66. And sunny on Thursday with a high of 71, Friday 72. Just one of those gorgeous weekends with Saturday at 75 and Sunday at 75. So I know I was thinking this morning as I was going through, like, is it a boot day? Am I still wearing boots? What do I do with these sweaters? I mean, I know that sounds trivial, but as we're trying to think about, you know, getting ready, what it is to dress for the day and think about, you know, preparing for, is it rainy or not? Now, when I went online, it said there was 50% chance of rain, so this is nice, 10% chance of rain, which is it online, but I don't know what I was looking at because that's the updated version for the National Weather Service. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, Carl, can I just say, and I don't know, I'm
you
sure...
You can pretty much say anything you want.
How people feel about this when your neighbor officially moves. It almost feels like when your child leaves, you have to embrace the newness of their new beginnings, that they are going to, you know, this is what they want, this is what they need for their growing family of animals. And, but it's sad because it's like, it made me feel like the blanket. You have a blanket around you of people who, you know, if you've got the immediate neighbors, we know that we could call on.
When I pulled out this morning, the garbage cans were still out there because they were there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But all the windows had the blinds drawn.
Mm-hmm. And, no cars.
And no cars. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're listening, Michelle. So
it's sad.
We miss you. You can move back tomorrow.
And it's really wonderful to see that, you know, the animals will peek out of the windows.
Yeah, yeah, we used to see them. The cats be up there, the dogs out.
For us, it feels like, you know, you get a trust that you start to bring into your system. and an easiness knowing that, you know, your neighbors have your back. They're kind, they're considerate. They, if a box is on the front and you happen to be gone, they'll take it and hold it for you. Just looking out for your neighbor, like it should be the old school, the old textbook of what it is to be kind and considerate, and compassionate. My dad was here over the weekend, my 92-year-old father and my 90-year-old, my mother's going to be 90 in May. So they drove up and they were here with us over the weekend. And, they get around, but it is like every moment of the day is making sure they're okay. So, my dad.
You overstress.
I know. So my dad said, because he gave us those peach trees and we planted them out front from the time that they were just little, you know, little baby trees.
Peachlings.
He said, boy, those trees are really going to get prolific this year. Because, you know, he's just a total green thumb guy. And Michelle would have been the person in the past that people would come and take the peaches. She'd be out there screaming at them saying, that's private property. Whatever. So
Everybody had each other's back.
Yeah. So I guess we got to really make sure when those peaches come out this year that we're just going to have to get what we get when we get them. But, you know, we miss you for many reasons. But those things are just my visuals.
Okay. Are you over this now?
No, I'll never be over it.
You'll never be over it. Okay. President Biden made a huge announcement. He announced that he's not ready to announce if he's running for presidency. Running for the president. That's the only news that I have over the whole weekend. There's nothing has changed in the record searchlight for 3 days. What is he in there laughing?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Nothing has changed since the last time we were on the air as far as Redding, though it could be that things are going on. However, other things in the world. Okay, this young man, I don't know if you watch golf. I don't watch golf.
I do sometimes.
If you're playing golf, yeah. It's one thing. And I like playing golf. I think playing golf is a great sport. But watching it, my father would watch it.
Yes.
Every Sunday, he'd watch whatever it was on, and he'd commentate on it. You know, it was a running commentary on it. But, you know, these were back in the days of, you know, Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and Chichi Rodriguez and all this. Anyway, so the guy that is John Rahm outlasted Brooks Koepka to win the 2023 Masters Tournament. And he is, it was a Spaniard's second major championship. He is the fourth man from Spain to win the tournament, following Seve Ballesteros, Jose Maria Olazabal, and Sergio Garcia's footsteps. And see, I know of Seve Ballesteros because he was back in that time that Dad was watching. But anyway, so he will take home around $3.24 million as the winner of the Masters. Most any Masters winner has ever won as a tournament's champion. The total purse is $18 million. I had no idea that they paid out that much money for the Masters. So you see a lot of these big golf tournaments do. He has won the Century Tournament of Champions, the American Express. He won the Genesis Invitational in February. And now the Augusta National. And this is the first time the prize money for the winner crossed in the $2 million range. In 2019, when Tiger Woods pulled off one of the most shocking wins in history of the tournament, the first time it crossed over $2 million was when Tiger Woods won. Anyway, so I watched a little bit of it yesterday, and, I mean, you see these guys making incredible shots, and then you see them missing a four-foot putt, which I do all the time.
I love
missing a four-foot putt for me. If I make a four-foot putt, I, you know, it's hands above the head, dancing around the green, going, you're the man, you're the man.
Well, we all know that golf is extremely mental, right? So it's like, chess is mental. Golf, of course, these guys are athletes. You think, you're just swinging this, it's like when you think about baseball too, when they do these now, they video it and they have these, programs that tell you like what your swing is. And so you can figure out how your body moves. They do that with golf as well, a simulator. And I think they're doing that over at the club here in Reading. But I will say that it's interesting and it's quiet, and I love that there still is this etiquette where everybody's very quiet with the tee off or the swing where they're golfing in that moment, the second or the third whatever hit that they're doing. And and I've enjoyed it, especially when I started to try to learn to play golf. And it's something that, it becomes mental no matter how good you are. You have a bad day, no matter how good you are. So I think that's what's fascinating about it, to see these guys that are at the top of their game and they become professionals and they're from all over the world. And it's great for us to see it come together. It's kind of like, why do we watch Super Bowl? Because the best of the best. Or why do we watch the Olympics? It's the same sort of thing, right, Carl?
Yeah, I would say that the Masters is taking us right over our break.
Uh-oh.
This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley is Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right. It's a better-known business. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Buy local. Stay local. Call 530-241-3474 and see why B&T Satellite is the company you need to go to. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-DISH. And we'll be right back.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Speaking of which.
Yes, tell us.
1460 AM is temporarily off the air.
This is the
because
this is the
of
loveliness.
Maintenance. We've got maintenance going on. It's bleeding into another station, and we can't have that.
Yeah.
So we got the expert from Sacramento coming up, and
he has to figure out how to fine-tune the airwaves.
One of the joys. And see, and here's the problem. The main problem with it is it's intermittent. It doesn't do it all the time. It'll go for weeks without doing it, and then it'll do it, and it'll just kind of slam the other station. So what we've done is we've turned it off. We're trying to take a look at our transmitter, and then this guy will come up, but he can only come up when it's doing this. And if it stops today, he can't come up.
I don't know what it, you think.
I'd have no idea.
It can be anything from the ground swelling from rain.
It's old 1230 that used to be here. It was off the air for a couple of years, and now it's back up. And it's doing Catholic religious programs. So,
and we share the tower.
We share the tower with Mike Quinn. And so we've got to, and Easter being a big time of his,
right.
So we just shut down until we can figure this thing out.
Right.
But as soon as it stops, we'll turn it back on again. But we still have 96.5 FM and
right.
all of our streaming. So it's.
So we're
sorry.
Still
on the air. We're still on the air.
We're
and there's
really,
nothing going on
well,
that way.
I understand. We're sorry for the AM junkies because there's AM junkies, and I say that with a smile. That some people will always have. And that's the beauty about AM radio is that signal. People still want the AM signal.
Yeah.
It's old school, and it's something that's broadcast during times of emergency.
But you've got, like, Tesla's not putting AM into their cars because it interferes with the electronics on the Teslas.
Well,
And then I just read that there's other car makers that are not including the AM in there. So
That's true. Well, speaking of five things you need to know today, Carl, well, first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, one of our favorite banks. We do bank there. We take our business there. There are three locations in the Reading area. We've got Red Bluff, we've got Tehama, and we have Cypress Avenue. So head on over to one of your favorite Cornerstone Community Banks. Now, five things that you need to know today. One of them would have been, you were talking about electronic vehicles. The EPA is preparing,
electric vehicles.
Yes, electric vehicles. There was also something about Tesla. But the EPA is preparing to release strict vehicle emissions standards for a light-duty vehicle that is implemented would move the U.S. car market decisively toward electric vehicles over the next decade by 2032. The new emission standards would ensure that 64% to 67% of all new car sales in the U.S. would be electric vehicles, according to a source familiar with the proposal. The EPA's expected move comes after California air regulators voted last year to ban the sale of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035 and set an interim target to phase these cars out. Experts say that a major step towards zero-emission vehicles as the U.S. tries to keep up with other countries racing towards EV adoption. The new rule could come as soon as Wednesday.
From the president, it's an executive order.
And also Tesla, like you were talking about, is opening a mega factory in China. The Shanghai facility will create mega packs or large batteries that can store enough energy to power about 3,600 homes for 1 hour, the company says.
They're doing, it's a battery factory or is it a car factory?
It is saying Tesla is opening a mega factory in China. The Shanghai facility will create mega packs.
Yeah, okay, mega batteries. I'm at a loss for words, frankly, when you start talking about electric vehicles being the only thing you can use in the future. What impact will that have on so many people? You know, the state of California, we know is wacky. It just really is, in many of the things it does. It's just terribly off the charts. People moving out of it, businesses moving out of it. There's reasons for that, you know. Instead of doubling down on saying that you've got to have an electric vehicle and electric house when we don't have the power to take care of either one of them, and it is ridiculous. But then with the problems we have here with our with homeless and more poor living here, lack of housing is not just for homeless, it's lack of housing for everybody. And when you know, the high taxes, the high cost of everything, your infrastructure is so screwed up. We have fires every year. You can't get that together. We can't even build a reservoir that's been approved for over like 40 years and the money's there. We can't even do that here in this state. Instead, we spend billions on a train that goes nowhere. The state is the leadership in the state. I wonder sometimes when they put their head on their pillow at night, is there thoughts running through their head that says, oh yeah, let's not hunt bears in the state of California. Oh, and at the same time, let's reintroduce wolves. Now we're going to have to curtail hunting because there's not enough deer. Well, excuse me. What do you think there isn't enough deer? I find this just almost, it's so ludicrous. You've got to kind of like start chuckling when you read this stuff about California. And yet here we are. Could we move? Yes. Have we? No.
No. And, you know,
and will we? No.
Probably not.
Until it just gets so far over that you just say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love you, California.
Well, here's
I love
what,
you, Shasta County.
Yeah. Here's what
I love you, Redding. But you know what? Our grandparents down in Sacramento, the politicians there have just said they don't want us.
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing going back into, like, you know, personal lives here, is that, you know, your sister and brother-in-law live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we started looking. I have Zillow that comes on with different areas. The kids live in Albuquerque, so we look in New Mexico. We started looking 10 years ago or more. You know, like, okay, here we have another decade of our life. What can we do? So we've looked in Albuquerque. We've looked in, you know, we looked in Tennessee when we were with them. Like, what would it be like to live here? We both have lived all over the place. We come back in the station being our anchor, our business, and then the friends that we have and our veteran community that you've been extremely involved in, and, you know, the people that help you to anchor you and our anchor won. And we just keep coming back that, you know, we've had other opportunities, we could have, and we keep coming back to, living in Reading. We've now 17 years. I can't even believe I've never lived anybody ever, except for maybe growing up in Sacramento, but I left at 18. So this is getting close to where I was. I wasn't really born and raised in Sacramento, born in North Carolina, lived in Pleasant Valley, lived in the country. I also changed four or five schools because my parents moved, never thinking about with the kids. It was always about, we're going to build a piece of real estate, sell it, move across town.
Bottom line is, we haven't reached that point yet. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Worse and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff, I'm coming down this week now that the weather's clearing up, and because I have a chip in my windshield, it's extraordinarily clear to me that chip will get really big here soon.
Especially with air conditioning.
Jeff Worst is truly an expert. He comes from the old school. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Whether it's a chip like mine or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He's done it before. He can do it again. Cars, trucks, RVs, that's what he works on. So, for a free inspection and analysis, come on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Worst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business and it's local. We'll be right back.
Millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Reading, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Spring is a great time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Springs Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 1460 AM is being worked on, so but we still have 96.5 and our streaming, of course, at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by P. I'm not going to make you do this one. This is PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost program is through grants in this. No-cost program mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They put up grab bars, railings, things like this for you if you qualify for this program. And the idea is to keep people in their homes. And so they don't get hurt, so they don't have to go to rehabilitation facilities. But give them a call at 530-842-1687. Now, see, this is some place that as your parents hit 100, I would probably have them call this place because they sure as heck don't need it now when they're 92 and 90. Anyway, if it's Monday morning, it's got to be Anne Marie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, thank you. You always call in. Thank you for your Monday edition.
Community calendar.
Yes. What's happening? What can we look forward to in this week coming up in Shasta County?
Absolutely. Well, happy Siblings Day, everyone.
Mm.
And we have several great events that are taking place this week. A couple of weeks ago, I had mentioned that April was the month of the military child, something very near and dear. And I also wanted to mention that April is Limb Loss Awareness Month as well. And there's an event coming up this week that connects with that theme. On Friday, April 14th, and Saturday, April 15th, the city of Reading will light up the Sundial Bridge orange in support of Limb Loss Awareness Month. Now, on Saturday, April 15th, starting at 9:30 a.m., there will also be an amputee awareness walk at the Sundial Bridge, and this walk honors those with limb loss and helps spread awareness. The walk will start on the Turtle Bay Museum side of the bridge. Wheelchairs, walkers, and other assistive devices are encouraged if needed during the event, and water will be provided as well. Now, you can reserve your spot and register for the walk by visiting eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. The Amputee Awareness Walk is sponsored by Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics of Reading.
And Jeff Zeller, the owner of that, will be our guest tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Perfect timing.
Yep, and we'll be talking about the Amputee Awareness Walk across the Sundial Bridge, among
Fantastic.
Other things.
According to Amputee Coalition, more than 2.7 million people live with limb loss or limb difference in the United States. And by 2050, that number is expected to nearly double. So this is a great walk to bring awareness to this. And again, April is also known as Limb Loss Awareness Month. Now, on Saturday, April 15th, families can also check out Palisadro Frontier Day for a fun-filled day of activities, starting with a parade that kicks off at 10 a.m., and the event will start after the parade at 11 a.m. located at 9452 Deschutes Road in Palisadro. General admission is free. And some other highlights include dummy roping at 1 p.m., barbecue judging from 2 to 3 p.m., and a dance at 7 p.m., with tickets for the dance being sold at the gate for $10 per person. Now, all proceeds from the Palisadro Frontier Day event will go to local youth health-focused nonprofit groups. And for more information about this event, check out their website at pcfrontierday.com. The final event we have for this coming weekend is going to actually be taking place in Red Bluff, and that will be a First Responder Appreciation Day chili cook-off and car show on Saturday, April 15th. And that's going to be in Red Bluff on Pine Street between Maine and Washington. The car show will run 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the chili tasting will begin at 11 a.m. and go to 3 p.m. General admission for the event is free, and all proceeds from the event will go to sponsor the Red Bluff Fire Department and Red Bluff Rotary. There will be live music, vendors, food, a car show, and the chili cook-off. That's Saturday, April 15th in Red Bluff. And that's just a few events that are happening this week right here in Shasta County.
Have you ever judged a chili cook cook-off contest, Anne-Marie?
No, I haven't.
Linda and I have done this several times. And let me tell you, you have to prepare.
I mean, it's like a two-beano day.
Yeah, I mean, it's some of them are bland, and others just draw. They just drive like a straight canal from your mouth to the another part
almost,
of your body.
Almost get a bloody nose from the heat.
Gotcha. But how fun is that?
It is fun. It is fun. I was out at Dry Creek Station the last time I did this, and there were, and believe it or not, out of the five judges, we all agreed on the number one and number two. But there was a fierce fight for three. Some people like different taste. But
absolutely,
if there's no heat in the chili, don't even bother bringing it to me. If there's no heat. So, anyway, thank you so much, Anne-Marie.
You are welcome. Until next Monday, everyone.
You take
care.
Thank you. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And would you say they have a great selection?
I think they have just an excellent selection, and I'm just guilty to say that, and I mean this in the most positive way, is that yesterday I went through and took pictures of my jewelry collection, probably just because I needed to really remember. I have it in different places, so I put it together and I thought, oh, I got this at Four Winds Jewelry. Oh, look at this estate, this beautiful squash blossom that you gave me for a birthday or Christmas necklace, and this and that. And so many things through the years have been through Four Winds Jewelry. So, you know, it's nice when you live someplace to know that you have another trusted business where they'll take care of your estate pieces, your family heirlooms. That's Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. That's here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 1460 is under maintenance repair right now, but you can still hear us loud and clear on our FM channel and streaming at KCNR1460.com. How would you like to fly into Boston?
Oh, no.
Yes, how would you like to fly into Boston? You know, you've had a tough day. And you lay your head down to go to sleep.
I don't even want to.
And then there's a knock on your door, a very loud knock on your door. You go to the door and you open it up, and Fed agents and special operations forces force their way in to your room, handcuff you, put you in the bathroom while they question your other person in there. Well, it turns out they were sent, the military and the FBI went to the wrong room.
Oh.
They and detained an individual, not the intended role player. And it happened Tuesday night last week. And in a hotel, Boston Common, Revere Hotel, Boston Common on Stewart Street. That's gotten, you know, it gets 4.5 out of 5 stars from everybody that goes there. Maybe not from these two. There are 2 Delta pilots were sleeping inside. When the pilots opened the door, agents barged in, handcuffed a man in his 30s, interrogated him, put him in the shower. It took more than 45 minutes for the agents to realize their mistake and remove the handcuffs. The man reportedly refused treatment by EMS.
What do you do with that?
And declined to comment.
How do you make up for that? Do they get, like, an all paid expense trip to, you know, on behalf of the government to, you know, you and your wife and all, 5,000 of your friends get to go for a weekend trip to the Caribbean because we really, like, screwed with your mental space.
Well, what they did was they were doing a planned exercise.
Oh, boy.
Where they simulate a situation their personnel might encounter in a deployed environment. So that's what they did. They came in and they took the two guys down. Now, can you imagine this? Here's the guy saying, look, I'm a pilot for Delta. Sure you are. You know, and then they, you know, then they question them and,
right.
You know, the idea is to isolate them and then question them. Why did it take 45 minutes to figure out that maybe these aren't the guys?
They could have been spies.
No, this was a training. This
right.
was a training
and maybe
environment.
They thought, okay, we're going to, yeah. Okay.
Well, they thought maybe, yeah, these guys are really good. You know, they're sticking to their stories that they're pilots for Delta. And then, at some point, somebody goes, you know, these guys are really sticking to their stories and they have all this flight stuff here. And, would they have something like that? Anyway, so.
I have something for you.
Well, we've gone to big cities. I mean, the military goes to big cities and practices urban, you know, encounters, urban encounters.
Well,
I've done that before.
I want to ask anybody who's listening and who's a pilot, this is really a creepy story, and it seems a South African pilot is being hailed as a hero this week. Now, listen to this, Carl. I need your full frontal attention. After he unexpectedly came face-to-face with a venomous snake 11,000 feet in the air, the pilot, Rudolf Erasmus, 30, laughed about the incident in an interview on Friday, but he and his four passengers, all colleagues, were not hurling any snakes on the plane. Jokes on Monday when he noticed a Cape Cobra, one of South Africa's most dangerous snakes, slithering around the cockpit. The group was on its second leg in a journey from Western Cape to Mbombela in the eastern region of the country when Mr. Erasmus, a pilot for an engineer consulting company, felt something unusual. Wait, gets better. I felt this cold sensation that was underneath my shirt. Oh, I got your attention there. Underneath where my hip area is, he said. He initially thought his water bottle was leaking. As he turned to the left, he saw the head of the snake under his feet. He estimated it was between 4 and 5 feet long. I had a moment of stunned silence. Like a moment of disbelief, he said. It's as if my brain didn't register what was going on. Not long before he set off for his journey that day, airport workers told him that a Cape Cobra had been spotted climbing into the engine of the aircraft, a Beechcraft Baron 58, a small airplane that seats just a handful of people. But no one found the snake before takeoff, and so it was assumed that it just left on its own. Cape Cobras typically live in the Cape Province of South Africa, but also found in southern Botswana and Namibia.
Okay. How do you handle this?
He was scared that the snake would slip through to the back of the cabin and cause panic among the passengers, knowing that he spoke over headsets to say there was an uninvited guest on board. No one was panicking or getting hysterical about the snake, he said, and there was a moment of silence in the cabin. You could hear a needle drop. He said it was the longest 10, 15 minutes of his life. After landing, the passengers exited the plane one by one. As I was standing on the wing, I moved the seat forward a little bit and saw that snake curled up in a nice little bundle underneath my feet. A snake handler later arrived on the scene, but again, the snake was nowhere to be found. After 2 days of searching, disassembling parts in the plane, its whereabouts remain a mystery. I don't know if I could ever get back on that plane.
You know, the fact that the guy has one of the most dangerous snakes on the face of the earth...
In his hip, under his shirt.
How did it get into his shirt? Unless it went by and somehow, you know, anyway. But the idea is that it was out of his shirt on the ground by his feet. And, you know, because you have to move your feet for the rudders and all this kind of stuff. So I can't help but imagine that. Did he switch over to the other seat or was he by himself? And he just switched over to the other seat? Or is this, what do you do? What do you? I mean, he can obviously continued to fly the plane and then land it.
It said, this is said, Richard Levy, an aviation expert and retired American Airlines pilot based in Dallas, said it was rare for pilots to encounter such scary incidents while mid-flight. He too praised Mr. Erasmus' quick and calm thinking, said the extensive training pilots undergo, they prepare for unusual situations. But I don't think they think, okay. But anyway, it says he's currently enjoying the long Easter weekend and planning to get back to work next week flying the same aircraft. Do you think in a million years, since they've not found the snake, you'd get back in that? Because snakes are like rats in a certain way. How they can kind of like go into weird...
small places. And then there you are flying. And then the snake comes out. And he looks up at him as he comes up with the hood out and says, "You miss me?"
It says the snake.
The Florida, by the way.
A bite from this snake, which comes in a range of colors and can grow to more than 7 feet in length, can cause progressive weakness, issues with the respiratory system, and even death. Right above your groin is where he was under, like his, right where his shirt opens. That was his water bottle.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced his plan Thursday to void the last-second legal agreement signed by Disney to maintain its self-governance and special privileges in the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, formerly known as Reedy Creek Improvement District. He said that Florida's had this battle with Disney ever since Disney, the Florida legislature passed something, and Disney said to, you don't need to do that, and took shots at the government, and you know, instead of just trying to keep their business going. And as DeSantis said, they are not superior to the people of Florida. And so come hell or high water, we're going to make sure the policy of Florida carries the day. We're going to look at things like taxes on hotels. We're going to look at things like tolls on roads. We're going to look at things like developing some of the property that the district owns. And as he pointed out, that Disney tried to pull a fast one coming out of the door. The story's not over yet. Buckle up. There's more coming down the pike. Disney reportedly cited legal agreements with the Reedy Creek Special Improvement District in February to preserve its special benefits as DeSantis' legislation to abolish the special district was making its way through Florida's legislature. The legislation replaced the Reedy Creek District with a new governance body and revoked Disney's special privileges. It's like they own that area there, Disney did.
Mm-hmm.
And they got great tax breaks. They got all of these things. And of course, Disney CEO said, oh, that's anti-business and anti-Florida. And Disney came out against legislation restricting and teaching of gender ideology and sexuality from kindergarten through third grade, which I don't see a big problem with that, but Disney seems to think there is. So, Disney's very woke, whatever woke means. What does woke mean? It means anything you want it to mean, depending on what it is.
Hmm.
You've been awakened to all of the transgressions. Riley, the other one, Riley Gaines, who is was a collegiate swimmer, and said this thing about transgender men coming into the women's sports world is just it's going to totally at some point destroy women's sports in America. And when she spoke at San Francisco State, and when she was leaving, she was verbally and physically assaulted by pro-transgender protesters, which led her to be barricaded in a classroom for 3 hours. She was punched, shoved, and hit by the protesters.
Mm.
No arrest made. And then the dean for San Francisco State, vice president for student affairs and enrollment management, said that, transgenders are welcome and blah, 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 blah. We value different ideas, even when they're not our own. Thanks for our students who participated peacefully in Thursday's evening's event. Well, I'm sure there were some people there that were peacefully protesting. They didn't want to hear what she had to say, but they weren't going to stop her from saying it. But then it turned into a real show afterwards. when it leads to this, that somebody's saying, look, I disagree with this, and these are my reasons why. And it's one thing to say, well, what about this? What about this? And you say, you have an exchange between people. But when you're trying to leave afterwards and you get assaulted and by a guy in a dress, and that's who hit her. This is, you know, it just goes to the core of freedom of speech and being able to say things that other people may not like, you know, but you're not calling for physical harm to people. You're not threatening people. You're just saying this is the way that I feel that this could be the result of this. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we come back from the news. We have
Shasta College.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear appealing for prayer following a deadly shooting this morning in downtown Louisville. Police say at least five people are dead, six others injured in the attack in a bank building. Louisville Metro Police Deputy Chief Paul Humphrey says the gunman is dead. This attack took place at the Old National Bank in downtown Louisville, which is not far from the city's baseball stadium, Louisville Slugger Field. And Governor Beshear is heading to the scene. Federal agencies, the FBI, the ATF, involved in the investigation now getting underway. In the meantime, police asking the public to steer clear of the scene in downtown Louisville. Bipartisan calls for the U.S. to stand by Taiwan as communist China holds huge military drills in the sea and the sky just off the coast of the island. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
This is an intimidation tactic that they're known for. The size of this one is quite large, one of the largest ones we've seen. But it's not going to intimidate us.
McCaul on NBC's Meet the Press, China will be getting an economic boost courtesy of Tesla. It's planning to build a factory in Shanghai where it will make power storage devices for sale worldwide.
Plans call for an annual production of 10,000 megapack units. The Xinhua News Agency says the company made the announcement at a signing ceremony in Shanghai Sunday where Tesla operates an auto factory. The factory is due to break ground in the third quarter of this year and start productions in the second quarter of 2024. Tesla didn't immediately respond to requests for information. Rhonda Rockstar reporting.
Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 45 points. The Nasdaq is off 119. The S&P 25 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
French authorities say the death toll has risen to four after two bodies were found in the rubble following an explosion that leveled a building in the southern French city of Marseille.
Rescuers are continuing to search for at least four more people who are unaccounted for. Two other bodies had previously been found overnight. Firefighters say in a statement the judicial authority will proceed with identifying the victims. Minister for Cities and Housing Olivier Klein says the hope to find survivors is still there after he met with rescuers on site. The collapse occurred shortly after 1 a.m. on Sunday in an old quarter in the centre of Marseille, France's second largest city. I'm Charles Dillard-Asma.
Pakistan's central bank says Pakistanis abroad sent $2.5 billion home in March, responding to the government's appeal for more hard currency remittances. Breaking news analysis, townhall.com. The Census Bureau offering a closer look at the impact of the pandemic on working Americans.
The Bureau says people working from home became more diverse, better educated, and more likely to move during the pandemic. The report says the demographic makeup of people working from home from 2019 till 2021 became more like workers who were actually commuting. The industry group seeing the biggest jumps in people working from home, information, finance, and administrative services. The smallest gains, agriculture and mining, entertainment and food services, not to mention the armed forces. Jason Walker reporting.
And recapping the hour's top story, there has been a deadly shooting this morning in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. It happened in a bank building. Police say at least five people are dead, six others injured in the attack, and the gunman is dead, according to police. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 10th of April. It's 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning there, guy.
Hello.
Oh, we've got, he's taking a call right now.
Oh, he's on the
reflection.
Phone with
somebody absolutely. We're in this coming up interview. We've got two people from out of state that are calling in. So that's really important.
No, they're,
yeah.
They're,
well, okay, they're still out of the
studio.
Area.
All out right. of studio.
Well, I thought I read something quickly. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They're calling in from another area.
What's the weather look like?
Well, it looks like we're going to have sunny, then slight chance of showers with a high of 76 today. Overnight lows of 52. We may have thunderstorms before 2 a.m. Then it looks like we could have some gusts. Right now, it doesn't even look like it. Gusts up to 18 miles per hour. Tomorrow calls for becoming sunny with a high of 68 and overnight lows of 42. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 66. Wednesday night, clear skies with 44. Thursday, sunny, 71. Clear skies throughout the week. Friday with a high of 72. And as the weekend, as the forecast calls for, a beautiful sunny 75 and Sunday 75 as well. And the weather is always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Well, we are here with Shasta College and, of course, Peter Griggs, who runs all of their outreach.
Hey, good morning.
And public relations, and does a great job. How are you?
Thank you. Doing great. Doing great. Excited to be here again. Another great show. So thank you for having us on.
We're very excited because today we're going to be talking about some of the programs that you offer, specifically in technology management and HIT, which is abbreviation as HIT, HIM program director. And with us is Alexis Riley and two of her students who are going to be, or who've called in. That are on the air. Both are from other parts of the state, and we're looking forward to getting to know who you are, Alexis. Good, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right.
So how did you get into this? What is it about you?
Teaching, or
the subject matter?
Yeah.
Actually, health information. I started with it when I was in the Air Force. 100 years ago.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. And I've been in it for about 40 years, and just different kinds of positions and stuff. I've always wanted to teach, particularly at Shasta College. So this is kind of a sweet dream for me. And I don't think there's anything better than giving back to the industry that has been so good to you. And The other person who's calling in represents our industry partners, Roberta Miranda. She's actually the president of the California Health Information Association.
Wow.
Ooh. So, and then Julia Venegas, she's one of our little star pupils. But, it's been a wonderful journey, and I'm really glad to be teaching.
So when you were in the Air Force, was this something that that you did, that you learned in the Air Force, mm-hmm. or was something that you had a hunger for before you went into the Air Force and then you honed an expertise?
Yeah, I always wanted to be in healthcare. I thought I wanted to be a nurse, but I realized that really wasn't my thing. And so I went into medical records back then, and then it just has evolved, you know, over the past 40 years into health information. And actually, that I think that they've dropped the technology and management piece. Everything's just health information now.
You know, they used to do, I'm not sure if this falls under this, health information, but doctors in every office had coders working for them, where they would have to fill out the codes from everything the doctor said so that then it could be billed, if I understand this right. And, you know, when they made that big switch, I guess they made a big switch 20 years ago or whatever, it used to be like 30 codes, and then it went up to like 800 codes. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Did I get part of that correct?
You did. You did. I think you're referring to the change from ICD-9 to ICD-10. Europe did it like 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we made the change to ICD-10. Oh, Roberta's going to kill me. I can't remember.
Oh, Roberta's on the phone. Roberta.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
When did they make that change?
I think it was on or around 2010, although our country was slightly delayed in implementing ICD-10 mm-hmm. because of its correlation to our reimbursement models with Medicare. But although we were late arrivers, we were big arrivers. So, and our as she says, our students are masters in the codification of clinical diagnoses, and CHESTA does a great job of training them.
Thank you, Roberta.
That's great. You know, I have a girlfriend who is a it started with medical records and has been in a hospital, working in the same hospital for coming on 30 years.
Yeah.
And how that's expanded from the medical records, and now she's in, I mean, there's so much legalities. Mm-hmm. She's like holding three jobs, which would have been one. So I think it's so interesting that as the times evolve, that you have your experts like you, Roberta, and like you, Alexis. So what can somebody prepare for like today? And tell us about what the HIT and HIM programs are.
Well, the HIT program is associate level. So like the first classes that the students take are like, you know, intro to health information and then statistics and stuff. And then they kind of move to more complicated, more things that they'll actually be doing out in the world, you know, when they get to learn coding at that time, the ICD, the diagnosis coding, the procedure coding, and the hospital procedure coding. There's three different sets. So, and then we were really blessed to be a part of a pilot program. I guess it's been 5 years now, where we have a bachelor program at our college. So that's the health information management. It's a Bachelor of Science.
Wow.
And so a student can come in, get the, get the health information technology associate of science, and then they can go on to the health information management Bachelor of Science, which really opens doors. And there's two different certification exams that they can take, which also opens a lot of doors. And we provide a lot of education around that to our students. We encourage them taking the exam, and we mentor them, and just kind of help them through that whole process.
Hey, Roberta, when they changed this number of codes from a relatively small number to a huge number, I heard that there was a code for if you get injured water skiing and the water ski caught on fire. Is that true?
Well, that is true, actually, but I'll give your listeners some context to that, and I'll tell you the importance of why we do that. Those are actually called external cause codes or external injury codes, and It is so important. Data is so important to our industry, and certainly prevention. So yes, the number of codes expanded quite considerably with ICD-10 on those external cause codes. So how the injury happened or how the event happened, as well as where did it happen, is key statistically to prevention programs, public health, key to liability, claims review. So it's really actually as funny as it can be, because the codes can be a little bit comical, if you would. It is clinically very, very important. And I'll give you an example. You know, in programs, I don't know if your organization up in Shasta has a trauma program, but it's so important to know how injuries occur. Were passengers restrained, non-restrained in a car accident? What are small individuals breaking their arms on? Is it a trampoline? Is it in sports? So yes, those external cause codes are very, very important.
Okay, see, you thought I was making that stuff up, but I'm not. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. The only reason I know this is I knew somebody that was, and I know doctors. And he goes, it used to be we had 30 codes. And, I'm just
for
using 30.
Office.
Yeah, for his office.
Right.
Now we have 300 and something, and it's making my coders crazy because if you don't put down the right one, you don't get reimbursed.
That's right.
If you don't have everything on there. Anyway, something that's a lot easier, my friends, if you visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment, for all of your Kubota needs, that's right, tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes, and so much more. You do it all, they do it local. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can call them at 530-221-6800. Spring is here. Maybe you want to clear some areas around your home out there. Well, they've got the equipment, and they'll teach you how to use it, and you are off and running. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Jelly's Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The official meeting of the business to business meeting is called to order. Business to business, where we always say, make every transaction a win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5. Rodeo is 7 and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars and 5 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. Why go anywhere else? Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And our guests today are Alexis Riley, who heads up the Health Information Technology and Health Information Management. And on the phone is Roberta
Berenda.
Did I get that semi-right?
You did.
Okay. And you are, and your title is...
Well, for this phone call, I have multiple titles. I am.
So do I. People call me names all the time.
I'm currently the president of the California Health Information Association, which is a premier state association, largest in the American Health Information Association, and a voice for our health information professionals that Alexis does such a good job preparing for the workforce. I'm also the Director of Health Information Management here at Valley Children's Healthcare in the Central Valley, and I am a proud advisory member to the Shasta program, as well as what's something called a professional practice evaluation, education, experience. So many of the Shasta students come to the Valley to actually do their last semester of practical application of what they've studied.
Well, Roberta and Alexis, what type of careers or businesses would a student find once they graduate? Let's start with just the two-year.
Well, actually, the beautiful thing about health information is there's so many levels and so many opportunities. I would say, and Roberta, you can chime in if you think I'm wrong here, but I think at an entry level, you could do just about any job, as you know.
And what exactly is the job, though? Okay, so I graduate, I have my certificate in my hand, I have my gown in the other hand that I drop off, and now I'm heading out to the workforce. Where do I go?
I'm going to let Roberta chime in on that one.
Well, let's start with what you introduced. Certainly, many health information professionals are experts in coding. So there are tracks, if you would, in both professional and hospital coding. many start their career in that area, but there's a lot of other areas. In most organizations where there's, you know, healthcare services, whether it's in a hospital or even in a physician office, a large federally qualified health center, there's always the need to manage medical information. So they may start out in those departments. They're experts in the proper releasing of information because, you know, your information is very important. There are regulations around its privacy.
HIPAA.
Many of the students actually get involved in technology. They support the electronic medical record systems that manage now so much of the information around the care in which
it
you
is
receive.
So huge. That is so,
so huge.
In the military, mm-hmm. they would if you were an officer or a staff NCO, they give you your health records and you carry them to the next duty station where you, and when you checked in, you handed your health records off to another, to your local clinic there. But many of us would make copies of our health records because we weren't sure they were always going to be there when we deployed. So
true story.
So true. So true.
But now it's all electronic.
Many of our professionals actually work with the public as well. They can educate the public around the access to their information. They manage the work of something called a patient portal. That now that so much of this data is electronic, they help families and patients get on these portals, navigate the portals, understand the information they're reading and connecting them across healthcare systems. There are so many opportunities for students who graduate from this profession. Some of them go into leadership positions, such as myself, whether it's leadership in a department, leadership in IT, leadership in ambulatory care. The sky is the limit.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering because I knew they're always looking for coders. Always looking. I mean, you'd see the advertisements and papers, when you get into larger areas, always looking for coders. Mm-hmm. Having two relatives in the medical profession, two doctors, that they're always trying to get that done. And otherwise, they end up coding it, which is why they work 7 days a week, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a plethora of jobs out there, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And the more we can open up those career pathways for students to see the potential that this degree gives them. I always say to the students, Shasta, or as I speak as the president across the state to the various programs, is that the health information degree gives you uniquenesses. You have, besides the coding, you have legal training, healthcare operations. It's anything you possibly can do, and this degree separates and makes you special and unique from other programs. I love this degree, and I think it really does open up opportunities as long as we're helping the students understand those pathways.
And how well does this pay, this job pay? I mean, when you walk out, and let's just, you can be entry level or you can actually have, your 4-year degree, your bachelor.
Well, depending
from here. But
yeah.
Depending on it, what's the pay?
Depending on where you are, obviously Southern California, you're going to make a lot more than, say, Northern California. But, I mean, it can get into the six figures if you have a bachelor's or a master's and. But as you enter into what is the intro, Roberta?
Well, I think it really does. You're right. It really depends on where you start. Certainly, the leadership positions. We have professionals who are vice presidents of health information across multi-health systems.
Mm-hmm.
We have professionals who are CIOs, chief information officers in technology.
Right.
It really depends on where you start and where you take and continue to compound that experience. It really is, again, commensurate with the job. And I think our national association has done a very good job of helping organizations understand the value. And I would say that the salary is commensurate with the value we provide.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's a living salary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it has been. It's been a wonderful profession for me. I think, Alexis, you've gotten into education.
I can attest to that.
Okay, now here's the important question. Can I do this from home?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you know, since...
you know, because it's not just because of COVID, but I remember the person that I did, that I knew that did coding, she would go into an office
mm-hmm.
where there was like seven or eight other ladies and they all knew each other and they would code
mm-hmm.
all day long. But you can do this now because of the information highway we have. You can literally do this from home if you wanted to.
You can do a lot from home. You can even do privacy and security work from home. So, I mean, it depends on, like Roberta said, the organization and how they're set up. But coding, definitely. You know, back when we had transcriptionists, they worked from home too. So I think it's been kind of one of those things that's kind of evolved. And now that we have so much power behind technology, virtually, well, there's some jobs obviously you can't do, like a director of a.
No. I mean, if you've got like Roberta's job or something, I mean, you've got an office
right,
and all that.
Right.
But if you're in there doing just the, you know, the in, you know, input, or running, helping people with mm-hmm. Getting into portals, you could do this from home.
Absolutely. Okay. And not just coding. I mean, like I said, there's other jobs that you can do just as effectively at home. Even scanning you know, in the EHR, the electronic health record, there's you have to, like, make sure the documents are in the right place. So that's basically electronic filing, right?
Right.
That can be done remotely. You know, there's just a lot of examples.
Yeah, this is for people that may have disabilities or they've got kids at home or something
mm-hmm.
that they can – I mean, this is just a good – I mean, that's what I thought. And I thought, well, what a great job that could be for a single parent or something like that.
It's a, you know, I'm kind of biased, but I think it's such a satisfying job too.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to run. Did you have something, Peter? Okay, we're going to have to not run, but we have to break.
Take a break.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. There it is. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you can set it up so it works for you. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. I'm going to send Peter down there one day. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a styling salon, my friends. It is a barber shop. We'll be right back.
Best week-long event of the year, Cool April Nights, is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and the Bond. It's Monday, the 10th of April, 8:35 in the morning. 50 degrees.
Oh, that means
Oh my goodness, it's going to be...
Yeah, the back door, front door sounds really loud.
Yeah, well, hey, that's what it's there for, is to warn me if somebody comes in here so I can close my door.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to have... I have 76 today. Our overnight lows. We may have a chance of showers today. Maybe thunderstorms tonight with overnight lows of 52. Hey, Roberta, thank you for joining us. We're so appreciative. We're going to say goodbye because we're bringing on Julie, one of the students from this program. We're going to get more information from her this segment. Thank you so much for joining us, Roberta.
It was an honor, and thanks for highlighting the profession.
Absolutely.
And Shasta College. They're a great organization.
They are.
Thank you so much.
Thank
now,
you, Robert.
A student who's graduated from, or is currently going, Julie, have you gone through this program or currently going through this program?
So I have been through the Health Information Technology program, which is the associates, and I am going through the bachelor's, the 4-year program.
Okay. Now, what got you into this?
So I started school straight out of high school many years ago. And being a first-generation student, there were some things that I wasn't prepared for, and so I didn't do so well. And I think that kind of scared me, and I took a big break from school, started working. I ended up in healthcare. And then as I was in healthcare, I realized, you know, this is my space. Mm-hmm. I landed a role to work with our informatics department, our technology department, and biomedical side of the house. And so there I really learned about the management of health information, how technology plays a role in that. And so I decided this is something I really like. My boss at the time, who is my mentor, really kept pushing and encouraging me to say, you know, hey, take the next step, just pursue a degree. And so being a mom, it wasn't as easy for me to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to work part-time and I'm going to drive myself to school and figure out daycare. And so when the opportunity to do this online came about, then, you know, I said, this is a really good fit for me. This works with my life. I'm able to carve out time to be a mom, to be a wife, to be a full-time employee, to go to school when I have time. So it's really what pushed me, you know, the fact that I can do this fully from a computer anywhere is what has helped me to be able to get my associate degree, to be credentialed in RHIT, and to now be in the four-year program.
Okay. Fantastic. Wow. So, you know, we've got another caller. I don't know if it's a question. Julie, we're going to put you on the line now if you've got a comment or a question for our guest.
Nathan, is there anybody on the line besides Julia?
No, there's Roberta.
No, that was Roberta from before.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
We've got Julie on.
Okay. Fine.
Julie, sorry about that. I thought there was another caller calling in. Like maybe there was a question in the middle of this. Well, so the question I have, and that's a fantastic story, maybe our experts here can tell us, and that's a question that we've been asked to give to you. How much does a bachelor's degree in HIM cost from Shasta College compared to a four-year university?
It's about a third.
Okay.
Of the cost.
Yeah.
Well, the that's one big thing, and the other thing is that when you get through your fourth, when you get your bachelor's of science, what do you plan on doing with that?
So I'm fortunate to continue to be in healthcare, and I actually work in informatics. I'm a junior clinical systems analyst at the moment. So I plan to continue to grow in that side of the house. The HIM program really has prepared me to, it's enhanced kind of my experience and what I'm doing at work right now, to better understand how systems work, how the data we enter into a computer then is taken to drive other decisions to help with continuity of care. So I think for the moment being, I want to continue to stay in informatics, but I do see myself growing into the area of being more hands-on with the health information management side of the house. I do enjoy the policy pieces, learning about the state and federal laws that come into play and that require us to update how we go about doing work for the benefit and safety of our patients. So I see myself continuing to grow within the healthcare space.
Okay, that sounds cool. So, you know, how many students, Alexis, do y'all have? I mean, going through, you know, combining your programs.
It's kind of hard to say, like, you know, at any given time, the HIT program, it's not a cohort program, so students can move in and out of it relatively easy, whereas the bachelor program is a cohort. You're going to graduate with the same students that you started with.
Right.
So I think right now there's 35 unduplicated You're catching me off guard here.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that.
No.
I try to do that.
I should have brought my numbers, yeah. Huh?
Okay, but what you've got is you've got a solid group of people going through there. 30,
oh, yeah.
35
average classes are about 15 to 20 students.
Okay. And when they graduate, they all go off to jobs. That's the big thing.
Yeah, and I actually did kind of an analysis of that a few weeks ago. And, you know, out of the 20 students I was looking at, I think only three of them were unemployed, uh-huh. And one of them was unemployed by choice. So
okay.
Those are some pretty good
statistics.
Returns, yeah.
We're here with Alexis Riley and Julia Venegas from Shasta College. Alexis is the program director of the Health Information Technology and Health Information Management program there. You can get a Bachelor's of Science, in fact, at Shasta College from your health information management side, which leads you into jobs with not only medical groups but hospitals and the government if you choose to do it that way. And the associate's degree gets you into the same thing, getting jobs in the coding industry, which is huge and will get bigger, and electronic medical records.
Mm-hmm.
And capture that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And I think just in terms of like entry-level dollars, I would say that a student could expect to be looking at anywhere from $20 to $30 an hour, which is quite a spread.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, you know, location and whether the inpatient coders tend to make a little bit more than outpatient coders. And so and certified versus uncertified is a really big deal. I mean, Julia, right on target with getting that RHIT, even though she probably figured she was going to go on. So the RHIT will bring better salaries starting out than if they're uncredentialed. And then same thing with RHIAs,
okay.
So, which is the bachelor level.
Okay, and you take you get them ready for both those tests.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to remind everybody that the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International is having their 29th annual banquet Saturday, April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. And this is a great event. They've got tons of games, auctions, and drawings, including for guns, hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear, artwork, and specific items for our lady hunters. That's going to be, like I said, April 29th at the Wind River Event Center. For more information, go to scireading.org and find out what's going on there and how you can get your tickets. It's a great time. Everybody goes home, it seems like. Now, I can't say that for sure, but everybody goes home with something, it seems like. Plus, they have the kids in there, and they all go home with, you know, bags of stuff. Young kids and older children. Up in their teens, go home with some great gifts from Safari Club International, the leader in protecting freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. We'll be right back.
You are my Monday, you're the best day of the week. The underrated and a brand new star.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading Chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can put it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are, the Kugels and the music is the Simmons with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio.
We tried.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's Monday, the 10th of April.
I know.
Woo-hoo. What happened to March? Nathan, I told you to keep your eyes on March.
They say the older you get, the faster it goes. I'm feeling it right now. I don't even know. It's going to be a big number here next in May, like a milestone. It's like happening fast.
She'll be 40.
almost twice.
No, anyway. That's not true. 8:51 in the morning,
and a half.
And we have Shasta College with us, and Alexis Riley, who is heads up the program for the health information technology and health information management, and on the phone is Julia Venegas, one of her students who is going for the 4-year degree, because you can get a Bachelor of Science in health information management. Then you have each one of those programs, whether it's an associate degree or the Bachelor of Science, have tests that they have to take. And you all mentor them through those tests, I imagine.
We do.
Are they what kind of tests are they? Do they just like
they're
hands-on kind of stuff?
They're both like a 300 question, and it goes over 5 or 6 different domains. Depending on which test you're taking.
Are those multiple choice, so I have a chance?
They are.
Okay. C. It's got to be C.
Right? Put it out.
Put it out. C. And, but you answer every one of them because I'm, anyway,
yeah,
enough of that.
No, absolutely.
Julia, you've got to take a 300 question test. Have you done that already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I have. I did it with, after the health IT program, so I am a registered health information technologist. I sat through the exam. I think they give you 4 hours, and thankfully I passed on the first try. I studied enough.
Well, is it 300 questions? I mean, are there any, like, throwaway questions? Like, you get points for your name or that kind of thing?
Nothing
like that.
I'm already in trouble. Okay. And all right, so 300 questions you asked after 2 years of study, you passed that, and then did you go out right then and say, you know what, I'm going to do this, or did you just keep charging through for, to get your Bachelor of Science?
No, as soon as I got my associates, I scheduled my exam and set in for it. Even though I had already applied for the four-year program, I still wanted to have the credential because it has helped me even in the informatics space to be that individual that stands out uniquely amongst my peers.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Alexis. How long have you been offering? How long has Shasta College been offering this?
The program started in 2016.
Okay.
So since then, and it's just really kind of gradually grown over the years.
Probably the with the advent of everything that's happened with all the new codes and the electronic records management and the portals getting in. I mean, when I go to TRICARE, I never get it the first time, and so I have to go to somebody
right.
who says, "Well, did you didn't put that you had scars on your body?" And I said, "Oh, okay." And but those people are very helpful, and I think those people are probably working from home.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. One of the things I wanted to say about the RHIT and RHIA preparatory is that Shasta College is now offering a free. It's the same as like a 3-unit. Course, and it's free to the student. The only thing they have to buy is their workbook, which is around $60 or $70, and we take them through everything that they're going to see on that test and kind of just review everything with them.
If I take that class, could I then take the test?
Oh, yeah, you absolutely should. Oh, you mean just that class?
Just that class.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, you know what? These guys have read law books and everything, and you don't have to have graduated from law school.
I guess if you were a genius.
To be accredited at the bar, I don't think. Okay.
It's open to graduates and past graduates, too. So
okay.
It's really a
somebody
nice
that's coming back that needs a touch-up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Julia, are you all excited about this? About getting your degree?
My degree?
Well, I mean, you're going into, you're still in the BS or the Bachelor of Science program or not?
Yeah. So this week we are on spring break, and then when we get back, we have 5 weeks left. So yeah, graduation is right around the corner.
Ooh.
Very excited for that. I think I'm feeling really prepared to sit in for my RHIA exam. I'm in that free prep course. So it's good to have that. You kind of force yourself to have the dedicated time to sit and say, okay, I need to respond here to this course I'm in, and I need to get it done. So I'm very excited to just have graduation happen, sit in for my exam, have my kids, so I'm in Southern California, so we're going to fly up to Redding and attend graduation, and my
so
kids are going to see that.
You're doing this all online then?
Yeah, it's 100% online. Both programs are 100% online. And I would tell you this, too, that if a potential student's interested in healthcare and just maybe this sounds like something they want to do, I would encourage you to call the Health Sciences Division, 530-339-3600, and ask to speak with a counselor. And they can kind of get you started on what's
so you can do this. It's all online, then.
Absolutely.
And your first 2 years are free.
Yeah.
At Shasta College,
yep.
You know, of school. So you can get your HIT degree and for free, and then you move on to your Bachelor of Science.
Right.
And it's all online, and you're in Southern California, Julie. I did not know that.
It's so gratifying because so many of our bachelor students are asking for recommendation letters because they're going to go on and get their master's.
I am so proud of you, Julia. I think, when you're a mom and you, like you said, a wife, and we know that, you know, that is right there. Being a wife is a huge responsibility, a big undertaking. And then you have children. Then you have your home, rules, expectations, experiences, all the things in life that can take you away. And here on top of that, you are thinking about a career, and we think it's wonderful that Shasta College is doing these degrees and offering advanced degrees that where you can still have this well-rounded life, because we all know no matter what you do daily, it's a balancing act. So kudos to you, Julia. And thank you again, Alexis, for joining us. And Peter Griggs, always putting together a fantastic program where we learn so much about what Shasta College has to offer right here in Reading, and some of the online programs where we're seeing success happen, where you can have this full life.
Alexis, wrap it up. You've got like 40 seconds.
I really am passionate about health information, regardless of where the interest areas are. And again, I would just encourage anybody who has been wanting to get into healthcare or just even thinking about what do I want to do, this would be a great area to explore. There's so many opportunities in health information.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here with us
thank
today.
You for
Peter,
having
another
me.
Great show.
Carl, thank you for having us. Linda, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we're going
our
to
pleasure.
Have, tomorrow we'll have Turtle Bay rolls in and Shasta Regional Medical Center at 7:30. Jeff Zeller for the and orthopedics well, there. I am talking about the amputee walk across the bridge. All this tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody, and God
you
bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back.